Welcome to Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema, live from Grand Forks Best Source. Alright, in this show we're going to be talking about weird cinema from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a full moon film called Puppet Master. Weird, 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 weird. This movie is about a group of psychics who go to investigate the Bodega Bay Hotel, which was home to a world-famous puppet master named André Toulon, and who was killed by the Nazis in 1939. Although, he did have the secret to bringing inanimate puppets to life due to his formula. That's weird, isn't it, folks? Weird, 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 weird. So, put on your barf bags and your vomit cups and be ready to listen to some weird, disturbing cinema.
Pinhead. Blade. Ms. Leach. Jester. And Tunneler. Irene Miracle, Paul LaMatte, Barbara Crampton, and William Hickey as the Puppet Master.
All right, so we saw the trailer to that film. Weird, wasn't it? So, we're going to talk about Full Moon. Full Moon is a company created by Alex Band and is run by Charles Band now. They've created over 230 movies or more, and some of their other titles include Demonic Toys, which we'll be talking about later, Evil Bong, and Subspecies. All right. Well, let's talk about Puppet Master now.
So I should probably get a little bit more in the camera here. Which way am I going? So I absolutely love that intro to Puppet Master. So anybody that doesn't know me for this show, I'm producer Paul. I'm kind of chiming in here because I grew up with these movies. I was born in the 80s, so this was like right during my time frame of when I was growing up. So I think it's just great, like, you bringing these back and talking about them, because there's probably a lot of like Gen Zers that have never seen these or know what they are. And that brought back so many memories, just like looking at, you know what, you got Pinhead,
Jester, Tunneler, and Leech Woman.
Yeah. And the movies are just, they're great. I mean, the animation in them is just, for the time, is just super cool.
And Full Moon is known for their puppets. They use a lot of puppet animation and claymation in their films to, you know, they're basically the puppet movie studio in a sense, because...
Yeah, and how many Puppet Master movies did you say that they were?
About 11 or 12.
Yeah, that's just wild. So, yeah, anyway, I didn't like mean to interrupt you there going into it, but I just wanted to chime in and give my little two cents on these movies, because, I mean, you said you're going to be talking about Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I mean, that I still remember that movie to this day, but these Puppet Master movies, you know, they're fantastic.
Well, you know, there's so many of them though that there's some inconsistencies within the storyline, I think, because there's just so many sequels, and it's hard to kind of keep a straight story for all of them. But they are great films. They're great B movies, and I would recommend them anyone to watch them if you can.
Do you have any insight as to the puppets themselves?
They were actually made by a company called David Allen Production.
Okay. What about the character of them? Because, I mean, you got Blade up there.
In the third film, Toulon's Revenge, I believe it's called, Blade was made after a Nazi who actually killed Toulon's wife. And just to bring about that, the Miss Leech character, or the Leech woman, as I've heard her being called, is supposed to be Toulon's wife, Elsa.
And Toulon, is he the puppet, the movies?
He created the puppets. In the first movie, there was a different character that was a puppet master. William Hickey played Toulon at the beginning of the first movie. And someone takes over the puppet master role in that film. But in the second film, Toulon actually is raised from the grave by the reanimation serum that he gives his own puppets.
Oh, so he uses a reanimation serum. That's how he brings these things to life?
Well, yeah. Apparently, you know, if you watch Toulon's Revenge, which is Puppet Master 3, it says that a lot of the puppets were people who were trying to fight against the Nazis.
So that's...
To help people persecuted by the Nazis out.
Because I think Blade is like the most recognizable character from Puppet Master, and I don't know if that's because of the branding that they put on all the covers of everything, but I think when I remember watching it again, that he actually wasn't even like the main puppet. I think it was the Jester,
I believe. Well, you know, as I said, there's some inconsistencies. If you look at the front of Toulon's Revenge, it shows a puppet named Six Shooter, and this is before Toulon went to Bodega Bay in the first film. But you don't see Six Shooter in the first film. You only see him in the later films. But he was supposedly one of the original puppets, because there is a scene in Toulon's Revenge where Six Shooter is shooting a puppet of Hitler, and the Nazis didn't really like that. There was a Nazi in the audience, and he kind of figured out that Toulon had this serum, and they wanted to use it for a weapon, actually.
So it's Six Shooter. When you're in your background screen there, is he the one in the yellow trench coat?
Oh no, that's Torch. Torch came about in the second film. He's just what his name says. He has a flamethrower, which is kind of funny because they make a few flame jokes in Puppet Master 2, or puns, per se.
All right, well, so sorry, I got you off track there. What were you going to talk about? I know you got a lot of information on these movies, and I think that it's just fantastic that you're bringing them back to life, and then hopefully we can get some of the, like I said, the Gen Zers to get out there and watch these.
Well, you know, there was as I was going to say, Toulon was played by a man named William Hickey. And William Hickey was in a bunch of different movies. I think the thing I've seen him in the most is Tales from the Crypt. He was in an episode called The Switch, I believe it was called, that was directed by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Yes.
I know the guy. He looks really familiar to me. I know he's been in a lot of these old horror films. And for people that don't know, like, these 90s horror films were huge. There were so many of them that were being pumped out all the time. And I think it's probably because of this production company that you're talking about.
Well, you know, a lot of these movies were straight to video. They never played in theaters. Full Moon is basically, if I remember right, a straight to video company.
Okay. I just watched The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, and Dr. Sleep yesterday.
Oh, Dr. Sleep is a wonderful film. I've never seen the new Conjuring film, though.
Yeah, it was okay. But, I mean, these old ones like this where you get the, you know, the claymation and the animation and stuff, I just think visually it's, like, way more entertaining.
It's more appealing. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have enough money to do all these CGI and all that stuff, because back then that was not the per se about of things. You know, everything was more expensive back then because it was a new science, in a sense. So they had to do what they could in order to make their films. And, you know, some of the Full Moon movies might be a little cheesy, like Evil Bong and Ginger Dead Man, but the puppetry and the claymation in these films is wonderful.
And I've seen how people have to do that claymation, and I mean, it is such tedious work. I mean, it's kind of like the old drawings where you have the clay model, and I mean, you literally have to adjust it, take a shot, adjust it, take a shot, adjust it, take a shot to make it look like that movement.
Well, you know, if I remember right, there was like for the six shooter puppet, I think there was like four or five puppeteers that worked that puppet.
Yeah, because I also remember, you know, the old Tool music videos.
Oh yeah, like Sober and Prison. Yeah,
was that the same production company? Do you know?
I do not know, actually. I know Adam Jones did a lot of those videos, who was Tool's guitarist.
Okay, yeah, because it's very, very similar.
It is. It is.
The other thing I was going to ask, too, so, you know, when we were talking about these claims, is there a way, can we get the six-shooter one up there? Because I'm curious what he looks like again. I can't remember. So Katie's going to try to pull that up.
Can I say something
yeah,
really quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I was talking about William Hickey. There was a man by the name of Guy Rolfe who played Toulon in later films. He was also the head on the puppet known as Decapitron in Puppet Master 4 and Puppet Master 5, which were kind of weird because they're about a demon named Totem being summoned by an evil, a bigger demon, to kill the people and to destroy the puppets.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and like you said, weird, weird, weird.
It is weird, 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 weird. You know, these films, although there's 10 to 12 of them, you know, they never get old for me.
Oh, it looks like Katie's got the picture of a six shooter here.
This guy?
Yeah.
You can't blow that up?
Well, like, I put it on the website.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
In any case, all right. Well, there's six shooter. So he's got. Does he got four arms there with.
Six arms.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six arms? Well, that would make sense for six shooter.
And, well, six shooter actually shot. Six shooter actually shot six shooters because they were revolvers.
Okay.
So it's kind of a play on words.
What about the... So that was kind of confusing to me, too, because you got... So Pinhead, he was the one with the big hands, right?
Yeah, they actually used a real person's hands.
I saw that.
For him.
Kind of cracked me up.
Which is kind of weird, because there's another movie I might be talking about later called Jack Frost, where it's actually, when the snowman is choking someone, it's someone's hand in an oven mitt.
what and then so because if that guy's Pinhead, then what was the guy with the it was cone was he Conehead then?
No, he was a tunneler because that's drill.
I wonder how they came up with these ideas, like these. Maybe you know how did do you know how they came up with the character design of these ones?
No, I don't. I know like movies like the next movie we're going to be talking about is Demonic Toys. The actual poster art came before the movie was even written.
Oh, sometimes that's the best way to do it.
It's kind of cool because if you watch the beginning of Puppet Master and the beginning of Demonic Toys, they're basically similar. It's just up close pictures of the puppets and toys' faces. You know, so you can tell the movies are made by the same people, but you know, it's a different film.
And to me, it almost has more of a realistic aspect to it with the claymation than the CG that you see in new movies. I mean, now it's all so the same. I mean, if I'm watching a movie about, like, demons or, you know, anything that has to do with the devil, I can pretty much guarantee you that somebody's going to be down, you know, bent over backwards, running at you upside down. It's always the same thing.
Well, you got your Kevin Yeagers and your David Kirschers and... Kevin Yeager was the guy who was the puppet, or he created the puppet of the Crypt Keeper. He also created Chucky, which is weird, 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 weird. And he also, you know, and then you're David Kirschner's who designed Chucky. I think we're getting out of more of the puppet kind of thing nowadays. It's become more and more laxed in a sense, because we have all this CGI that we never used to have, and CGI is getting cheaper and special effects are becoming outdated.
Yeah, and you know, I remembered what I was going to say earlier when I lost my train of thought there. You can see how big these movies were back then, because even if you just look at Tales from the Crypt, I mean, how big was Tales from the Crypt? How long? I mean, how many seasons did they have of
there
that?
There was 7 seasons and 2 movies.
Yeah, and I mean, that's basically, like, these were, like, the premise for coming up with Tales from the Crypt, I would imagine.
Well, Tales from the Crypt was based after the EEK comics, which stands for Entertaining Comics, from the 1950s. And then there was a psychiatrist, I don't remember his name, who said that it was causing juvenile delinquency. And so...
Well, that would explain a lot about me, I guess.
They banned these comics, basically, because of the comics code, it's called. There was also a code called the Video Nasties Code, where certain things couldn't be played. One such example of that would be Silent Night, Deadly Night, which is about a killer Santa Claus, and it came out before Christmas, and people were putting a fuss about it and, you know, boycotting theaters from playing it. So
that's wild. You wouldn't think that people would be doing that in the 80s and 90s.
No, everything's become more PC, I'd say, though, you know, since...
You know, I kind of got us off topic here, though. I mean, what else did you have to say about this original Puppet Master movie?
What else do I have to say about it? I really enjoyed the puppet effects. There were some great performances in it. William Hickey, even though he's in the movie for less than 5 minutes, is still a wonderful, wonderful role. Paul LaMatte played Alex Whitaker, who is one of the main characters, and Jimmy F. Skaggs played in it, and Robin Freites and Matt Rowe and Catherine O'Reilly and Barbara Crampton also played in it. There were some good performances, but you're going to have to watch the movie, you know, for yourself in order to judge.
You know, and a lot of people don't even realize, well, these some of these older movies where a lot of these actors and actresses got their start. Like, I think it's with Jennifer Aniston, is that, or no, who was it? I'm trying to think of who was in the original Leprechaun movie.
Oh, there's something to say. I'll probably be talking about Leprechaun sometime later in the future, but it's filmed in North Dakota.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The Laramie at the end of the new Leprechaun film, it's the Larimore, North Dakota police pull up to the house.
No kidding. Wow, I didn't know that. But yeah, but the girl that was in that original Leprechaun movie, I think it was like the girl that's like the main star of Friends or something, or I can't remember.
I don't know, actually. But
I'm going to find it out for the next one.
You know, personally, there was a movie called Retro Puppet Master, too, which I'm not too familiar with. But there's different characters in that. I believe one of the characters was called Kamikaze. He was one of the puppets. I think he was one of the evil puppets, actually, because there was evil puppets in later series. Or I think it was Dr. Death was another one, and another one was Bombshell.
Those names all ring a bell. I'm going to have to watch all these movies again now.
You know... As I said before, David Allen Productions created the puppet effects. If you like blood and a lot of green slime, especially green slime, watch Puppet Master 2 when they bring Toulon back and Toulon uses his regenerative serum on himself to put himself into a puppet, a giant puppet, to get back his beloved Elsa. And let's just say the puppets turn on their master in that film.
So the puppets themselves, they, I guess, you know, it's been so long since I've seen it. So they listen to the puppet master. Like they're his homies. Like they aren't going to hurt him.
No, no.
But they're out there to just kill these people that are in the hotel or.
Well, you know, in the second film, actually, he's killing people to get brain matter because there's a gland in the brain that he uses to make this regenerative serum. So basically, they're killing people in order to save their own lives.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess now I'm just going to have to watch the movie to really get into it. What about, is there any like metaphorical stuff or anything in this? I mean, is it just entertainment or are they, do you think there's like a deeper hidden message?
The different puppets, I'd say, had their own personalities that might be metaphorical. Because Jester is the, you know, in Jungian psychology, there's this thing called an archetype. And Jester would be the trickster, per se. And he's the leader of the puppets. Even though people may think Blade is, Jester, I think, is running the show when Toulon is not around. Because if you watch the beginning of Puppet Master 1, he's actually repainting Jester's face while he's waiting for the Nazis to come for him. So there, you know, there's a lot of archetypical stuff in these films. I don't know how to talk about that right now, but
well, maybe for the next one. What do you got lined up for us for the next show?
Demonic Toys, actually, which is I talked about it a little bit, but it's going to be next, and it's going to be weird, 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 weird.
All right, do you have anything else that you want to add?
Well, I hope you guys had a nice sit and talk about horror films, boils and ghouls.
That's a Tales from the Crypt thing, I think. All right. All right. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the next show. And then if anybody has anything that they want to movie that they want to talk about or anything, you know, just go to our website or give us a call in the show 701-213-0863 and let Icky Ichabod answer your questions.